Option day, 24th March 2019, Sunday. The blessing from today's Avyakta Murli. May you be an embodiment of solutions, who finishes all waste thoughts by knowing the cause of them. May you be an embodiment of solutions, who finishes all waste thoughts by knowing the cause of them. There are two main reasons for waste thoughts to arise. First, abhiman, that is arrogance, and second, apaman, that is feeling insulted. So there are two main reasons for waste thoughts. The first reason is apaman, abhiman and apaman. Why I am given less? I too should receive this status. I should also have been placed at the front. In this, you either consider yourself to be insulted or you develop arrogance. To experience arrogance or feel insulted in terms of your name, respect, honor, in moving forward or in service is the cause of waste thoughts. To find the cause of it and to find a solution to it is to become an embodiment of solution, samadhan, swarup. So waste thoughts have got these two major reasons: arrogance and feeling insulted. Who can insult us? Can anybody insult us? Who insults us? No one has the power to insult us. Unless and until we are willing to be insulted. Unless and until we desire to be insulted. And I am the only person who can insult me, myself. No one else can do that. So Baba is talking of arrogance, abhiman. The more the abhiman, the more the arrogance, the more would be the insult. The less the arrogance, the less would be the feeling of getting insulted. Zero arrogance, zero feeling of insult. So it all depends on with how much arrogance one is filled with. And Baba has given few examples. Why I am given less? Why he is given more? And why I am given less? I too should receive this status. Why only he has received this status? Why can't I receive? Why he is placed at the front and why I am placed at the back? So Baba is saying, in this, either you feel insulted or you develop arrogance. And this is all in terms of naam, maan, shaan, name, respect, honor. In moving forward or in service. So when such a thing is there, they all lead to waste thoughts. To find the cause of it and to find a solution to it. So there is a cause of waste thoughts, and then there is a solution of waste thoughts. And then you become the embodiment of solutions, samadhan, swarup. So this is today's blessing. Causes of waste thoughts. When one feels insulted, he is attacked by hundreds of waste thoughts. How dare somebody insult me? when somebody is blamed, some innocent person is blamed, 100 thoughts arise in the mind. Why this? Why that? Who is he to say this to me? So whenever you feel insulted, it means you have got a lot of arrogance, ego. Whenever I feel that others have not treated me properly, it means that I am carrying an undue opinion of myself, an exaggerated opinion of myself, a magnified view of my own personality. That's why somebody came and somebody insulted me. So Baba says, these two things would lead to waste thoughts. So find out the cause of waste thoughts and find out a solution and become embodiment of solutions. And you feel insulted in name, respect, honor. Why I am given less respect? Why I am given less honor? Why my name they are not glorifying? So all these things lead to these two feelings, apman and abhiman. So these are the two major causes of waste thoughts. So one question is, what are the causes of waste thoughts in Brahmin life? Except these two. Other than these two, jealousy, envy and anger. These are the three things. Jealousy, anger, envy, revenge. These are all the negative feelings, negative thoughts. They all lead to the waste thoughts. And the most famous example of this is about Buddha. When that Lord Buddha was going, some people came and started insulting him, started hurling abuses at him, started cursing him. Some said that you are fraud, that you are fooling people. Some said you are a lazy person who doesn't like to work hard and who is just begging. So he didn't say anything. Buddha said, I have a meeting in another village. Let me come. I am in hurry. I will come back and then you give me your remaining abuses. And those people were shocked to listen to this. And they asked, how come that you are not feeling insulted or you are not doing anything? And Buddha said, if someone brings sweets to you, and if you don't take those sweets, what do you do? The person will take those sweets back. So you brought abuses for me. I have not taken your abuses. So this gift of abuses belong to you only. And he says a very beautiful statement there, that if there is a torch, mashal, if that torch is thrown into water, what happens? It will get extinguished. So Buddha says, I have become like cool water. You throw torches, but the moment they touch me, they get extinguished. And the same can be said about these all things. Anger, jealousy, envy, pride. These are all the vices. And if we hurl all of these things at other, but the other person doesn't take, then they come back to us. That's why all these negative feelings would be less in a person who is humble. And that's why Baba says this abhiman is a very dangerous thing. Baba teaches us soman, which is absolutely against abhiman. Swaman is higher consciousness. Abhiman is body consciousness. Swaman is self-respect, is soul consciousness. While Abhiman is very gross form of body consciousness, where you feel you should have name, you should have respect, you should get honor. It feeds on praises. It feeds on appreciation. It feeds on recognition. If those things are not given to Abhiman, Abhiman feels apaman, insulted. For example, a disciple approached a master and asked his master, "How do I please the Lord?" The master said, "Go to the cemetery, go to the graveyard and hurl abuses at one tomb, at one burial." So he went and he started abusing that tomb. He came back. The master asked, "What did the person who was buried there say?" He said, "Nothing." He did not respond. Now he says, "Go back to the graveyard and start praising the person who is buried." So he goes to the graveyard and starts praising the person who is buried. The master says, "What did he say?" So the person says, "He didn't say anything." So the master says, "This is how you have to behave in this world. Like dead body. Unaffected by praises and insults. When you behave like this, that's when you please the Lord." So both of these things are very much interconnected. As I said, more the abhiman, the more would be the apman. The more the arrogance, the more would be feeling of insult. The less the arrogance, the less would be the feeling of insult. If zero is the abhiman, zero would be the feeling of insult. And as I said, nobody can insult us in this whole world except we ourselves. We feel insulted because we are accepting their insult. That is also one thing. Or maybe we are too much egoistic. Extraordinary opinion about oneself, about one's skills, one's talent. And when that talent, those skills are underrated, not recognized, or misused or exploited, one feels insulted. So when there is an insult, what happens? Waste thoughts. What sort of waste thoughts we get after getting insulted? Yeah. Somebody is insulted. What are the waste thoughts? Waste thoughts. How can he do that? Who is he to do that? How dare he do that? Am I less? And even if he had to do that, he should have talked to me in secret, in privacy, rather than insulting in front of public. There are two types of insult. One is secret, another is in front of everyone. When one is insulted in front of everyone, that is very dangerous. So there is no stoppage of waste thoughts. Continuously mind keeps on thinking and thinking and thinking. There is no sleep. There is anxiety. Yeah, many people commit suicide because one is insulted. One cannot tolerate insult at all. In Mahabharata, there is one event when the Pandavas were in exile. There's one of their relatives, brother-in-law, Jayadrath. He comes and he tries to abduct Draupadi. But then Bhim and Arjun reach there on time, and they make that Jayadrath captive and bring him in front of Yudhishthir. And Yudhishthir, everybody persists and say, including Draupadi, that this Jayadrath must be given death punishment. But then, since he was the husband of Dushyala, who was their sister, or rather the sisters of 100 Kauravas, so he was brother-in-law. So to kill him means to make their sister widow. So that's why Yudhishthira says, no, we will not kill him. If you suggest any other punishment, we will give him. So they gave him one punishment. What was that? Cutting. So they just leave 5 knots and they make his head bald. And that was the insult, a great insult to Jayadrath, and he feels, now I cannot go back and rule the kingdom, Sindhudesh. He was the ruler of the Sindhu Pradesh. Sindhu means at present Bengal. So he used to rule Bengal. So he says, now I will not go back. Unless and until I take revenge, I am not going to go back. And that is the result, and that is the reason he fought against Pandavas. And that was the reason he joined Duryodhana. Why? Because he felt insulted. And he goes to the forest and does tapasya. And as a result of tapasya, he gets one blessing. For one day, you will be the warrior. For one day, you will win. Nobody will able to defeat you. And that one day was the day when Abhimanyu was caught in that chakravyuh and killed. Because he did not allow anyone to enter into that trap, that maze. So, that was an example of insult. When one is insulted, another example from Mahabharata only, when Draupadi insults Duryodhan. So that was one of the major reasons for the battle of Mahabharata. Because she insulted him like anything. And he could never forget that insult. Somehow he wanted to defeat her, insult her back. And that was the reason for the epic, decisive, devastating battle of Mahabharata. So, the more the arrogance, the more would be the insult. And if you want to become big man, many people would insult you. And actually, this insult is not insult. They teach us many things. They get to tell us that we get to know that there is so much pride in us when we feel insulted. Actually, insult is a great teaching. When I am insulted, let me check myself and see. And I come to the realization that all those outside facet of humility or being an instrument is just superficial. But inside there is so much pride hidden. So, okay, another one question is how to handle insult spiritually. How to handle insult. This is a good topic for churning. When one is insulted, how to handle it? You can think it on it later on. Baba is saying you don't feel insulted, that is another thing. But then, definitely you can see that there is a gathering, and on the stage, one person has insulted another person in front of all. One senior has insulted a junior in front of all. So this is a situation, a tough situation. So how should one handle insult spiritually? You can churn on this topic throughout the day. And another thing, one example here is, and there was in Tokyo a samurai. Samurai means a warrior. In Japan, there are warriors, they are known as samurai. So there was a very famous samurai, and he was almost invincible, undefeatable. Nobody could ever defeat him. And he was a very old man, now become very calm. Once a young warrior comes into the village, and he was very arrogant, and he challenges the old man, and he says that, till now I have defeated everyone. And so he throws an open challenge to the old man, the old warrior, the old samurai. And the old warrior accepts the challenge, and there is a fight. During the fight, the sword fight, the young man keeps on hurling abuses, continuous abuses. That was his method, so that the other person gets provoked, angered. So he throws on abuses, spits at him, he throws dirt on his face, so that he gets angry. But the old man is just calm. He doesn't say anything. A single word. He's just calm and quiet. So after hours of abusing, the young man, young warrior, gets exhausted and run away. So the disciples of the old man ask him, that person was abusing you so much, insulting you so much, you didn't say anything. He says, he gave me the gift, I did not receive. So whom does the gift belong to? The same person. So, abhiman and apaman. These are the two important things. One thing leads to the other, interconnected things. And one must keep on checking. And that's why insult is, in fact, must sometimes. For checking how much arrogance, abhiman you have got. And we get to know about 100 people are coming in praising, oh, you are very good, you are very good, you are very good. How will I know whether there is an abhiman in me? Abhiman I get to know only when insulted. Yeah, it is a litmus test of your humility. It is something which is testing. Yes, it is there. It is known as that. Something that sharpens your, what is that stone? Whetstone. You know whetstone? Whetstone is that stone on which you sharpen the knife. That is known as whetstone. So this insult is a whetstone that sharpens the soul. Power of realization. It makes you go inward, introvert, think and churn. So abhiman and apaman. These two lead to waste thoughts. Baba is saying, find the cause of waste thoughts and become, and find the solution and become embodiment of solution. Samadhan, Swarup. By knowing the cause of waste thoughts. Okay. Om Shanti.